Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. What happens to a striped bass when it's caught and released? How likely is it to survive? And how could that change the way we fish? Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water joins us to talk about a citizen science project that's helping to get answers to these questions. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Tell us about this study. It uses recreational anglers to collect data.
That's right. This is a study by the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, and they're trying to answer that question, how many striped bass do not survive when they're caught and released? And they used volunteers, fishermen like you and I, who went out, caught striped bass, and then recorded data such as the type of lure they were using, the number of hooks, where the fish was hooked, if it was bleeding, and then if that fish swam away strong or slowly or not at all. And the hope is that this data is going to let them revise a number that they've been using for many years, which is the assumption that 9% of striped bass that are caught and released do not survive.
9% do not survive. So explain a little bit more about how the study actually is conducted.
Well, the preliminary data from the study has come back, and what these citizen scientists have found is that the type of lure they were using, the hooks, and some of their different behavior really has affected what that mortality rate is, and it's actually lower than 9% and varies in different cases. So for example, they found that if you're using natural bait, the mortality rate could be as high as 6.3%, but if you're fishing with flies, artificial lures, it can be as low as 2.7%. And then when using artificial lures, it can also vary based on the hook type. So for example, if your lure only has one single hook, the mortality rate could be as low as 2.8%. One treble hook goes up to 3.4%, while a lure with two treble hooks, and this makes some sense, more hooks on the lure, it jumped up to 6.2%.
I know one of the things we think about when we get a fish out of the water is trying to get it right back into the water as quickly as possible. Did the study look at this handling time question?
It did, and I remember growing up, my grandfather always said to me, pretend to be holding your breath when the fish is out of the water and make sure you get it back in the water for, you know, before you would lose your breath. So I think that that's something that we all realize. Keeping a fish out of water will reduce the chance that it survives. And what the study found is that if you get that fish back in the water in under a minute, the mortality rate was only 4.5%. But once you get over 2 minutes out of the water, it jumped up to over 7%.
So what does it mean for you and I going out fishing, this kind of data?
Well, for you and I, if we're going out and we want to catch and release striped bass, obviously we want them to survive when we release them. And so there's some choices we can make ahead of time before we go fishing that will help them survive. So using lures instead of using bait when possible, lures with fewer hooks overall, and opting for single hooks over treble hooks, which are hooks with 3 points on them. And then finally, getting those fish back in the water as quickly as possible. Get that photo as quickly as you can, get that fish back in the water, and hopefully it will swim away, survive, and make more stripers.
Let's round up the fishing action. Heading into September, what are you hearing?
Well, we're hearing that there is bait everywhere, which is just what we would expect this time of year, and it has fish feeding. It's a lot of smaller 1 to 3 inch bait fish around, silver sides, anchovies, and peanut bunker. And it has bonito and Spanish mackerel around in Vineyard and Nantucket Sounds. It also has some albies entering the scene, and they're all feeding very heavily. And then finally, also hearing of bluefish, which have been notably rare this season. From snapper-sized bluefish in the harbors to some 1 to 3 pounders along the beaches, good to see those bluefish back.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.